Welcome to Radio 808, the first international civil radio. This podcast is presented by Civil 808 International e-learning website for our audience in all of the world. First of all, Happy New Year 2012. In Civil 808, we want to play a special civil interview with one of the most famous Iranian civil engineering men every month for our audience in all over the world. You can follow us on civil808.com. Our guest today in January 2012 is Professor Ramezanianpour, who was ACI 2009 award winner. Iranian civil PhD that teach concrete technology in Polytechnic University in Tehran. Welcome, Professor Ramezanianpour, and thank you so much for talking to us today. For first question, please introduce yourself for our international audience.
My name is Ali Akbar Ramezanianpour, the professor at Civil Engineering Department of the University of Amir Kabir and the head of Concrete Technology and Durability Research Center. I born in 1951 in Tehran and then educated from Tehran University Faculty of Engineering, Civil Engineering, and then I continued my studies towards Master and PhD. I got my PhD from Leeds University in 1987 in the field of concrete technology and durability, and I have been teaching for the last 36 years at the University of Sistan and Balochistan and University of Amir Kabir. Apart from teaching of different subjects such as concrete technology, advanced concrete technology, concrete for dams, repair and strengthening of concrete structures, I have been involved in some large projects, national projects, advising, consulting them, some dams, including Karun 3, Karhe, Bakhtiari Dam, and also involved in consulting the Tehran Tower, Milad Tehran Tower, actually, the design of different types of concrete there, and also involved in the evaluation and repair system of concrete structures in many ports of Iran, south and north. Also, advisor for the Building and Housing Research Center in the Concrete Department for more than 21 years, I have been awarded several national and international awards, such as the ACI Awards in 2009 and Coventry University Award in 2007. Also selected as Distinguished Professors National for a few of years, and also the Best Researchers for several years, and awarded some truly medals for the serving concrete technology in the country. And regarding the actual management, I was actually the chairman of the department, civil engineering department, chancellor, vice chancellor of the universities, and also the last one is the head of this concrete research center. I have been also involved in teaching in three other universities abroad when I was spending my sabbatical leave in Ottawa, Toronto, and Yamaguchi in Japan, teaching concrete technology and advanced concrete technology and doing some research there. I am a member of several national and international committees, such as ICO, IRCO, FIB, Commission 5 of FIB, which is Service Life Design, ACI member, actually the member of the Research Council of Iran, a member of the Building Regulations in Iran several years, member of the editors in several journals, and the member of the National Academy of Iran in Civil Engineering Branch, and also the member of several societies such as Concrete Society, and involved in preparation of several guidelines and national actually codes in Iran. I have had almost 16 actually inventions and published almost 61 books, a few of them in English, and maybe the recent one will be the books, English books on cement replacement material. And also I have published more than 342 papers and articles in international journals and international conferences, and some in national journals or conferences. So these are my activities during the last 36 years in teaching and research.
What's your definition about concrete?
Yeah, I really love concrete, and my definition for the concrete is that concrete consists of cement, aggregates, water, and knowledge, which needs actually to understand the behavior of these materials and then to use them as a very durable material. So this is my definition for the concrete. The concrete science in the world is improving, is progressing, and I have seen in some developed countries that you cannot find any concrete having compressive strengths less than 50 megapascal. So it's a great progress and improvement in the concrete technology. So they are going forward, but in some developing countries, such as Iran, we still need to learn a lot about the concrete to actually work on different materials, especially the new concretes these days, and also improve the quality of the concrete which is made every day in the field. So this is the overview of the concrete situation in the world. So we need, I have to say, a revolution for the concrete to reach to those developed in this field.
In your opinion, why you get ACI 2009 award and you selected by scientists in concrete technology?
Yes, actually, usually in the ACI CanMet or ACI conferences every year, they select 2-3 persons who have been involved in the concrete technology for about 30-40 years, and they have had several papers or they have had a good maybe reputation in advising large projects in their country or in the world. So they usually they have a nomination committee for that, which they look on the CV of the people who are nominees, and then the committee select them, and they will inform them. So at that special international conference, which is held usually every year on different topics, for example, advanced concrete technology or concrete alkali aggregate, for example, reaction in concrete, the persons who have been selected as an award actually person or awardees, he has to prepare a keynote lectures to present it at the beginning or at the end of the conference. And in the night that all the participants gather together and have a conference dinner together, they will be awarded that certificate, that awardees, that gift to them by introduction from someone who knows him very well. So in 2009, in the international conference in Seville, Spain, I was selected as one of the scientists in the field of concrete technology and durability, and I received the award there, and I had my speech, my keynote speech at the end of the conference.
What's your suggestion for modifying concrete in the world and future?
Actually, because I believe that concrete is a very durable material itself, although the cement is manufactured by the human being, the factories, but still comes from the limestone and clays, which some heating you are producing the cement. And cement with aggregates, with water, has produced the concrete, although these days maybe the admixtures are the false components of the concrete sometimes. But this material, to my point of view, is a very durable material. If we can actually have more knowledge and on behavior of each part of these materials, because it is a composite material, as you know, and then how to mix them, so a very good mix design to optimize the mixture, also a good workmanship is placing concrete, transporting, placing, compaction of concrete, and curing, of course. Like a new baby which has been born, because concrete is a life, theory of mine and many others make. So we have to protect during the early ages of the strength gain. So this will actually improve the concrete, increase the durability of concrete. So my recommendation as a whole is better recognition of the concrete, get more knowledge on that, especially these days the reaction of cement, even non-scale, then a good mixture design and a good workmanship, and finally to achieve a very durable material. Regarding the internet, I think it could be useful if it is used proper way. For example, get knowledge in the field that we are researching on those fields, for example, civil engineering and concrete, so can get access to many, many international journals with referring to the sites, for example, the Scopus, and also the electronic books available there. So this is is a system that facilitates actually the access to this knowledge all over the world, especially the latest one. And your organization, I think, can be a helpful and a productive organizer in actually distributing maybe this knowledge to more people, also introducing the, I don't know, scientists, specialists of every part of the world to the other parts of the world. Because I believe that the whole world is a very small village, the whole universe. So we are getting contact with the other, so we have to transfer this information to each other. So in this case, maybe your system can help us facilitate these things in this field or other fields that you are working on that. So as you know, these days, the information technology, nanotechnology, IT, NT, and BT, biological technology, are the main hot topics that many scientists and researchers all over the world are working on the three special areas. And so you can actually help us as assist the young researchers, maybe students, to actually get the advanced information on Shiraxi.
Thank you so much for talk with our Civil Aged 08 audience. You can send your feeds to us in our Facebook page, facebook.com/saze808, or follow us on our Twitter account, twitter.com/scary, and our new website, civil808.com, international e-learning website, is coming soon.